brought down to the 44-yard line for a 4-yard gain, punching away. 4 yards and a cloud of dust for the Bad Axe Hatches so far. Third down now. 4 yards to go.
And absolutely nothing special yet. A direct snap to either Wehner or Clancy, and they've gone straight ahead. And so far, I know it's only been 3 or 4 plays, but Bad Axe coming out very physical and pushing the line of scrimmage back into Cass City's side. And Clancy and Wehner have found just a little bit of running room and keeping that defense of Cass City on the field.
Third down in manageable, 4 yards to go at the 43-yard line of Cass City. It's a pitch out to the left side. Ryan Wehner has it, and he's forced out of bounds after the first down marker all the way down to the Cass City 36-yard line. So Bad Axe moving the ball with quite ease so far.
Hank Janik forces him out of bounds. But again, there's the creativity of this double wing offense. You see the whole play, again, go to the right. Ryan Wehner fakes the pitch to one of the slot receivers, kept it himself, but he showed the football to the defense, pulled it back in, and hustled to the sideline. We know he has a lot of speed. He gets to the sideline and gets a fresh set of downs for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
First and 10 from the 36-yard line of Cass City, right up the gut to Jack Clancy. He doesn't get much here, about 2 yards. Gets across to the 34-yard line, working off that left hash. Tackle was made by Nick Perry, the middle linebacker for Cass City. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Absolutely, but still, it's a positive play for Bad Axe. They're moving the ball ahead, and they're getting these yardage right into the teeth of Cass City's defense. And what they're going to try to do is get that Cass City defense to take a little step more towards the middle and try to reel them in. And that's exactly what they did earlier. And on third down, Wehner hit him to the sideline for a nice gain. That's what they're trying to do here again, is set up that defense for a big gain to the outside.
Single wing to the right this time, working off that left hash. Directly snap to Wehner, comes back to his left side, has a little gap. He's across the 30 and drags his defender all the way down to the 27-yard line. That was Brendan Hamilton coming out of the secondary to make that tackle, short of the first down marker by about a yard. Third down, 1 yard to go.
How about that patience that time by Ryan Wehner? The snap goes to him. The play is supposed to go to the right. He hesitates for a second, doesn't see anything, cuts back to the left, and then finds that opening that was created by his offensive line. He hits the hole very quickly and gets 6, maybe 7 yards and brings up a very short third down for the offense.
Still working off that left hash. Right to left across your radio, the Bad Axe Hatchets with the ball. No score. We played 5 minutes. It's a direct snap to Jack Clancy. He has the first down. Down to the 25-yard line. He needed a yard. He got 2. And tackles made by number 70, Mike Ziegler of Cass City. Move the chains yet again.
Very impressive drive so far by Bad Axe. Jack Clancy gets the direct snap and really doesn't see anything but does the right thing. Don't hesitate. Don't look twice. Just go straight ahead. Take your 2 yards. Take what the defense gives you and get another first down for Bad Axe.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line at the edge of the red zone. Single wing splitting the hash marks. Direct snap. This one's to Clancy. Coming around the left end, across the 25, and forced out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Number 62 for Cass City. Hank Janik forcing him out of bounds. And they're going to say even no gain in the play as they're going to mark him down at the 25.
Yeah, Jack Clancy there takes the snap and kicks it to the outside. Cass City this time doing a very nice job up front of clogging up all the running lanes and forcing Clancy to the sideline. Not, in my opinion, not quite as much side-to-side speed as Wehner possesses. So for Cass City, when Clancy has the ball and you force him to the outside, that's exactly what you want. And then Janik and company, those linebackers and outside defensive ends, showed their speed and forced him out of bounds after no gain.
Austin Mozak, receiver wind to left, and a direct snap to Wehner. Lowers that head, but Nick Perry's there to bring him down at the 24-yard line, and the flag flies late, as it's more likely going to be a face mask or a horse collar tackle on Nick Perry, as we will wait from the officials. Your officials tonight, if I can find the page, your referee, John Brecht, umpire, Nathan Rose, linesman, Dale Schneller, line judge, Mark Schultz, and Mark Kamoski, the other back judge.
Mask, the defense on the tackle, half the distance to the goal, first down.
So a big penalty there against Cass City. Gives the ball back to Bad Axe with a half the distance from the goal line. From the 24, that would be the 12-yard line. Thank you. Very well done.
You did get a geometry award.
Yes, I did.
Way back in the day.
You
mentioned that earlier.
Yes, I did.
But a break there for Bad Axe is they were staring at third down and nine, their first kind of hiccup in the offense here on this drive, but bailed out by penalty and now inside, again, about the 12-yard line. Now it's about time. Bad Axe has got to punch this in.
And it's a direct snap across the 10 down to the 9-yard line. Nick Perry with the tackle. And the bottom of the pile will be Ryan Wehner. A 3-yard gain for Wehner on first down. Sets with a second down and seven inside the 10-yard line for Bad Axe. Scoreless still.
Nick Perry already three tackles on this game, but the game going exactly the way Bad Axe would like to have it. It control the game, control the football, and keep that high-powered offense on the sideline of together. A very nice drive to start this game.
Second down, seven to go from the 9-yard line of Cassidy. Scoreless so far. We've played a little over 5 minutes. Ryan Wehner rolls to his left, looks to pass, and he loses his footing, and his knee goes down at the 15-yard line. No tackle on it as he lost his footing there. So now a big loss of about 5 yards. Pushes them back all the way to the 15-yard line.
I love the play call here. You just got a break. You're in the red zone. Now Cass City's really starting to feel out how this offense is run. And they run a little misdirection with Ryan Wehner, and he plants his foot to throw it into the end zone. I don't know how close you're looking, Clark, but there are three Bad Axe receivers in the end zone, only two defensive backs of Cass City. Wehner seen a guy he liked, but when he planted that left foot, it came out from under him. Field may be a little wet from the rain.
And he throws it this one again, and this one, he lost his footing as he got it. It was a third down and 13 situation. He tried to roll to his left and lost his footing again and had to let this one go as he had white jerseys all in front of him. And now Bad Axe faced with a fourth down, 13 to go from the Cass City 15-yard line.
Field may be a little wet, couple spotty rain showers today throughout the day. Ryan Wehner trying again to change direction in the backfield to buy himself more time, slips again. But a lot of pressure that time led by Hunter Vaughn on that defensive line, forcing Wehner to do the right thing and throw the ball out of bounds. But now it's fourth and 15, basically need the 2-yard line to have a chance for a first down.
Wehner throwing to the end zone. And has his receiver out of position. Pass was intended for Devin Maxwell. This one falls incomplete, and we have our first turnover downs on the night with 6 minutes and 46 seconds in the first quarter. Scoreless from Bad Axe.
A great first drive by Bad Axe. Disappointing they couldn't find the end zone, but they had a pass play there from the quarterback, Wehner, into the corner of the end zone looking for Maxwell. Wehner put it in a spot where only Maxwell could get it, and I really like that from a young quarterback. He put it in the back tier of the end zone over the Cass City defender. Maxwell just couldn't quite reel it in, just out of his reach, but a play that could have been a huge momentum booster for Bad Axe. But at least now their defense is going to come on the field. Cass City offense is going to have to go the entire length of the field to be able to put points up.
First and 10 from their own 15-yard line. It's a handoff across the 20-yard line. That looks like it would be Brendan Hamilton with the first handoff on the night. Tackle made by Bad Axe's number 46. Unknown man at this point. 48, excuse me. That would be Blake Collins, 5'10" lineman for Bad Axe. A 7-yard gain out to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, and a quick hit back to the wing tee, the more traditional offense that we're used to seeing in this area. Keep an eye on Brendan Hamilton. He is the speedster. He's the guy that hits the home runs, so to speak, for Cass City's offense. And then your every down, do it all tailback. Nick Perry, kind of the lead horse. Keep an eye on him as well.
It's a handoff right up the gut, and this one goes maybe 2 yards, close to the first down marker, the 25-yard line. Out of the bottom of the pile, Nick Perry, the seventh-year senior. Looks like they're short of the first down marker by about a foot. Sets up a third down, less than a yard to go at the 25-yard line. Cass City, third and manageable.
Yeah, when you're looking at the backfield on the far left side is Brendan Hamilton. Nick Perry finds himself, and then on the far right side would be Luke Stern. Stern hasn't got a carry yet. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets one here.
And it's a handoff.
Bad Axe defense.
Bad Axe coming to the spot and catches Brendan Hamilton in the backfield. And it's going to be a loss of 2 yards out the back to the 23-yard line. They needed a half a foot, maybe 1 foot, and they get a negative 2 yards. Austin Affer with the tackle for loss.
A senior lineman, 6'2", 200 pounds, and very predictable in this situation. Cass City getting it to their speed threat to the outside. Brendan Hamilton, and if... exploding through that defense or through that offensive line was double A Austin Afer, and he makes a tackle for loss, and they're going to force Cass City to bring out the punt team.
And we have whistles, and we have our first timeout of the night called by Bad Axe with 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. It is 0-0. Bad Axe first drive ends in nothing, but Cass City's punt team is on the field right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.